Jen.
And Sora, we're on the phone with our besties.
Call back later.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we're back.
We're back.
Another week.
Another week, another episode.
Yes.
So this week's topic, you know, with the busyness of life, we wanted to talk about how we can have a more intentional life. And intentional living means rather than living up to others' expectations, it means living a life that's aligned with our own values. But we found that this can be a little bit hard sometimes to live intentionally. So first we want to start off with like common struggles we encounter.
Before we start that, I just want to give a shout out to Sora's sister, Sunny. Sunny worked really hard on living her intentional life. And that really inspired for this week's topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to you, son.
Yeah.
You inspired us.
Yes. So that's why I wanted to do this topic, because she is a reflection of living intentionally. I think she works really hard to do that all the time and being intentional with her words, but the things that she says, influencing others, like she works really hard on that.
No, she really has been doing that more and more. And it is inspiring. And I love that. I didn't even know this was about from her.
Yes. So, okay, we can go ahead and start with the common struggles. Just wanted to give a shout out to Sons.
Oh, okay. So common struggles, I don't know, something that I deal with when it comes to intentional living is
just reading your notes.
I was like, that's not what I wrote. For me, I care too much about the opinion of others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has been something that I've dealt with and I deal with. I've been in therapy for it. But I just care way too much. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are some things that I've repetitively said, so you guys know where my flaws are and my issues are. It's fine. It's an open space. But yeah, just like sometimes when you want to live intentionally and like live by your own values, and when you do care about what other people's opinions are about you, you like second, I know you don't have a problem with this at all, and I like look up to you so much when it comes to this. But it's just like living by your own values, and even if it doesn't align with someone else, I realized that at the end of the day, when I live intentionally, when I choose my value, when I choose myself, it gives me confidence.
Mm.
But when I don't do it, there are so many times I go home and that's when I don't give myself grace, you know? That's the moments where I'm like, oh, you should have just spoken up. You should have said what you wanted to say. You know, you should have like stuck to your gut, you know? Yeah. And I think also it's like a learning curve, and it's things that I'm learning throughout my life, and that's my personal struggle. But that is one thing I do struggle with when it comes to living intentionally.
Do you think that you're still struggling right now compared to before, a couple years ago? Like, has the comparison decreased?
Okay, so in ways, yes and no. Like, okay, one thing I will say, when I was younger, I gave no fucks about anyone's opinion of me.
Okay.
And it started happening later on in my life. I don't know if it's because maybe social media has something to do with it. I think sometimes I kind of looked back at myself and cringed at like some behaviors that made me more self-aware about myself. I know that there were times when people would say things to me and it really got to me. I think people said, I've heard a couple of times like I was mean or like I wasn't a good friend. And those were like things that I think really stuck me when I was younger, that made me kind of want to reevaluate myself. But instead of doing it in a healthy way, I went the opposite way and just was like very judgmental. But also back then I was living a very questionable life. So it might also be conviction, you know, right now that I'm kind of like, you know, I don't want to live that way. Mm-hmm. So maybe being more intentional causes me to be more like aware.
Yeah.
Because I want to be more like, I don't want to do the same things I did before, you know? Yeah, I don't want to be
better.
Yeah, I just want to be better. And sometimes that comes with caring too much.
I don't think there's anything. I remember one of our really close friends said to me, because I was saying that to her, I said, I hate that I care too much. I wish I never cared or didn't mm-hmm. care. And she said, I don't like, or she didn't say anything. She's like, instead of looking at it as a weakness, like, Jen, you should look at it as a strength. That you do wear your heart on your sleeve, mm-hmm. but that is the best thing about you. And I think I've shared this with you as well, Sora, because we both are very similar, that we both wear our heart on our mm-hmm. sleeve, whether people see that or not. they, you know, sometimes we do have RBFs, or we are in mommy mode where you don't see a nice side of us. I put my heart out there all the time, and I do. There's a reason why I do everything I do. Mm-hmm. I really do try to think through what I'm about to do so that I am being mindful of whoever I'm being mindful for. So with that being said, I don't think it's a bad thing that we care too much. I do think that we have to create those boundaries that we've spoke about in other episodes. It is hard. I don't have this issue that Sort does with the comparison of others or the opinions of others mm-hmm. even. I truly don't care.
You really don't care? And I love it.
Because I'm just in so much in my own bubble that I'm not thinking about, okay, what does like XYZ think of me? Or, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Whatever. I already said it, you know?
It has been such an honor and like to watch you like throughout our friendship because it's just, you're so free.
I know. I think it did scare some of our girl groups at times when we were... Well, Sora invited me out for her birthday one year, but I was already going out of town.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't get to meet the girls. But then they made a group chat to include me to buy you your iPad. Uh-huh. And so when I started talking to them, they have no idea who I was. And I remember I purchased it.
Uh-huh.
And everybody paid me. And then they... You know, we finally all met, and we all got drunk, and then I just slept naked. Well, not butt naked. I had my panties on, but it was hot. It's the five girls in a queen bed, y'all, and I'm in the middle.
Oh my God, I remember
so
that.
So when that happened, I was just like, I'm sorry. If I'm going to be in the middle, I'm going to have all this body heat. I cannot sleep with these clothes on. So they're probably like boobs in my face. I don't know, and they're just... One of them was like, Jen, I don't know what you're doing, but I love that for you. And I was like, at least I get to fall asleep.
No, honestly, also because I feel like you grew up in an all-girl household.
Yes.
It's like, you have no care. That's actually one thing I noticed too. When we first started being friends, you were like, free, loose. I think we went into the bathroom, you were like, I'm going to shower. And you were naked and got in the shower. And I was like, okay. Okay, I
think the doctors at the OB office, they're like, you don't have to change right now, because the first ultrasound appointment, uh-huh. they're sticking a probe up there, so I'm already taking off my clothes, and I was like, but they're like, well, you can go into the bathroom, and I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, am I making you uncomfortable, because after you have your first kid, there's nothing really to hide, and so then she's like, no, I just don't want you to be uncomfortable, like, this is nothing new for me either, you know? So that is one thing I haven't been afraid of, is throwing off my clothes and people I'm comfortable with. I mean, I should say that.
Yeah, it's not saying you go streaking naked.
Yes, I don't do that. But I have gone skinny dipping and things. But, you know, that's another story for another time. But with that being said, my struggles for living an intentional life is that I have a difficult time being present. I am a to-do girl. I love to-do lists. I could think of an endless list of things to do, even if I couldn't afford it. Or even if I could afford it, I could create an endless things to do. Like, did we dust the house? You know, like, the list is long. And so, clean our vents, build our gym. You know, like, the list is so long. And I think that always gets in the way of me being present. And I think I am very grateful to have a husband to pull me back to reality. Sometimes, like, hey, we just need a rest today. like Sunday rest day, not Sunday fun day. Because fun for me is getting things checked off of my to-do
list. That's not fun for Kyle.
No, it's not. It's not. But he feels very productive by the end of the day. But it's not fun for him. But he tolerates it. I don't know if it's because he loves me or if it be, truly being productive makes him feel good. Or I don't know why he tolerates it or accepts me for who I am. But that really gets in the way of me living a well and intentional life. Early episodes, I would say like by 9 a.m. I would break down if the morning didn't go my way, if I didn't wake up at a certain time to go to the gym, like all these things, it didn't go a certain way, it would be really hard for me. And so for me, it's just being present and letting go, like, okay, it didn't work out, but we still have the rest of the day and I'm just going to be present. And I think having children helps you stay way more present.
Oh, yeah.
Because before you know it, they're bigger than you thought they could ever be. I like every morning I change his diaper. I'm like, you're such a big boy. And I know he's not even a big boy, but he's a big boy to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you're such a big boy. And so
it's like growing out of the clothes for me.
He grows out of it so fast. It's not about the growing out the clothes. Because he's already at 12, 18 month clothes, but it's more like he doesn't fit the changing table. His legs are very much off the changing table. So it's just like,
he's a tall boy.
Yeah, but he's just growing really fast. I measure his feet with my hand all the time.
Aww.
He's already half my hand size with his foot. And so it's just, it's fast. And that really reminds me to take it slow.
Oh, that's good.
I don't really do a good job, but I do my best.
Okay, that's all we can do. So that being said, what the benefits of living intentionally?
I think truly waking up happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I haven't felt waking up this happy in a really long time, like every day so consistently.
Actually, same. So that should say I have been living intentionally.
Yes, because I think, in my opinion, if I'm living by my values and I'm doing what I'm saying that I'm going to do or what I believe in or what have you, then I have no guilt. I have no, not like I don't have any sin, but like there's nothing wrong. Like everything should be good then and I should be happy. There's nothing that should be getting in the way of that if I'm living a life that is fulfilling to me.
I agree. I love that.
Yeah.
With that being said, I agree with what you said. And like I said before, just trusting myself and gaining confidence. I feel like when you live intentionally, you feel like you're doing it your way. Mm-hmm. And that is the right way, you know?
I also think when I think of living intentionally, I think of this is my one life. Am I living with any regrets?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I giving my full potential to everything?
Mm-hmm.
So I think about those things
too. Oh, and feeling affirmed that I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just all in all, we feel like we're doing a good job.
Yes, we are.
So how do you practice living intentionally? We both wrote this down.
Yeah, we did.
In caps, God.
Yeah, I did write God. But you could go first.
No, I mean, it's same thing. Like, staying connected with God for sure has helped me live intentionally and present. When I let too much time go, I feel the weight of the world on mm-hmm. my shoulders and I lose sight. Mm-hmm. And so just continuously going back to Him. Not just continuously going back, but just remembering to stay with Him
mm-hmm.
really helps me live intentionally.
I think when I think of God, I think of the relationship I have with Him.
Yeah.
And continuously building on the relationship I have with Him, then we're in a good place and He keeps on blessing me.
Yeah.
And it reminds me like, hey, I'm doing the right thing because only good things are happening.
No, actually, though.
Only good things. And I say this to everyone, even if it's not true, maybe, but I tell everyone, like, I'm God's favorite, because things keep on happening. And I'm not saying that they're not, yeah. I mean, Sora's not his favorite either, but I just think, like, okay, like, my life is too good.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of almost even erased the part of my life or the part of my mind that's like, you know, when things get too good, something bad's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I almost never think of that second piece anymore. Yeah, I almost never think of that second piece anymore. And I used to. I used to be like, if things are getting too good, like, I'm about to go through the trenches soon.
It's been a long time of feeling good.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful for it every day.
Yeah. And I think it's due to living intentionally, taking care of ourselves, but also taking care of the ones around us.
Yeah. That's not to say we don't have bad days. Because we definitely, I don't know if you have bad days. I have bad days. And postpartum depression was a big thing. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. But despite all that, life is still good.
Yeah. I'm still so grateful.
Yeah, so grateful. And I wouldn't ask for anything else.
You know, they say, like, if you're too busy being grateful, then there's no room to complain.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, if you have the grateful mentality, then you're not, like, thinking of the negative things because you're too busy being, like, oh my gosh, all these good things are happening.
And I do believe when you are, like, living with that mindset, more comes for you.
Yeah, like, it's a snowball effect.
It is a snowball effect of either direction. Like, if you're going to say life sucks, then everything that happens in your life will suck, you know? But if you're constantly grateful, then you're just going to continue to be grateful.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, thanks for sharing today.
Yeah, you too. This was a very short episode. But we hope it helps you guys live more intentionally.
Yeah, this is very wholesome.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.